Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this.
Keller Broken Heart Ranch, a leader in Simmental and Simmangus genetics, invites you to their first annual Heart of the Herd Fall Elite Female Sale Wednesday, December 10th at the ranch in Mandan, North Dakota. Selling 86 registered bred heifers, 8 breed-leading donors, and 12 elite young cows. Literally the absolute top of the herd. Bid and buy online at dvauction.com. Catalogs, videos, and sale information available at kbhrsimmental.com and ranchchannel.com. Don't miss this exciting Simmental and Simmangus event Wednesday, December 10th, Keller Broken Heart Ranch.
It's going to be a tremendous offering. Tremendous offering. The best that we've ever put together. No question about it. I think there's 5 bulls in here right now, and they're all bulls that we've collected semen on and used in artificial insemination. And so we thought it would be a good idea for us to go ahead and use these bulls clean up for the cows that we're offering for sale. So they're not just bred to any old bull. These are also bred to our bulls that we're using AI.
That's the Jorgensen Land and Cattle Motherlode Sale coming up Saturday, November 22nd at the ranch, Ideal, South Dakota. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi and Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins confirmed that the Justice Department is investigating U.S. beef packers for antitrust issues. In posts on X, both Trump administration cabinet members seconded the president's Truth Social post, which alleged beef packers are driving up the price of beef through illicit collusion, price fixing, and price manipulation. Trump further alleged that majority foreign-owned meat packers are inflating food prices and jeopardizing the security of our nation's food supply. You can see a copy of that exact post by heading to our Ranch It Up Show Facebook page. Now, the Meat Institute issued their statement on the beef processing sector DOJ investigation by saying, despite high consumer prices for beef, beef packers have been losing money because the price of cattle is at record highs. For more than a year, beef packers have been operating at a loss due to tight cattle supply and strong demand. How many years have us cow-calf producers been operating at a loss? But let me continue. The Meat Institute said the beef industry is heavily regulated and market transactions are transparent. They said the government's own data from USDA confirms that the beef packing sector is experiencing catastrophic losses, and experts predict this will continue into 2026. U.S. beef processors, they say, welcome a fact-based discussion about beef affordability and how to best meet the needs of American consumers, who are the industry's most important stakeholders. Well, we will see. That's all I'm going to say is we will see. And that is your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap. Have a great weekend.